Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Acts 22. Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense before you. When they heard him speak to them in Hebrew, they became even more quiet. Then Paul declared, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but raised in this city. I was educated at the feet of Gamaliel in strict conformity to the law of our fathers. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted this way even to the death, detaining both men and women, and throwing them into prison, as the high priest and the whole council can testify about me. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and I was on my way to apprehend these people and bring them to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I was approaching Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they could not understand the voice of the one speaking to me. Then I asked, What should I do, Lord? Get up and go into Damascus, he told me. There you will be told all that you have been appointed to do. Because the brilliance of the light had blinded me, my companions led me by the hand into Damascus. There a man named Ananias, a devout observer of the law, who was highly regarded by all the Jews living there, came and stood beside me. Brother Saul, he said, receive your sight. And at that moment I could see him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear his voice. You will be his witness to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Later, when I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord saying to me, Hurry, leave Jerusalem quickly, because the people here will not accept your testimony about me. Lord, I answered, they know very well that in one synagogue after another I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of your witness, Stephen, was shed, I stood there giving my approval and watching over the garments of those who killed him. Then he said to me, Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. The crowd listened to Paul until he made this statement. Then they lifted up their voices and shouted, Rid the earth of him! He is not fit to live. As they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and tossing dust into the air, the commander ordered that Paul be brought into the barracks. He directed that Paul be flogged and interrogated to determine the reason for this outcry against him. But as they stretched him out to strap him down, Paul said to the centurion standing there, Is it lawful for you to flog a Roman citizen without a trial? On hearing this, the centurion went and reported it to the commander. What are you going to do? He asked. This man is a Roman citizen. The commander went to Paul and asked, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? Yes, he answered. I paid a high price for my citizenship, said the commander. But I was born a citizen, Paul replied. At once those who were about to interrogate Paul stepped back, and the commander himself was alarmed when he realized that he had put a Roman citizen in chains. The next day, the commander, wanting to learn the real reason Paul was accused by the Jews, released him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul down and had him stand before them. This is God's word. In our last reading from Acts chapter 21, we read about Paul's return to Jerusalem, his attempt to mollify the Jewish people by submitting to a Jewish purification rite, and his arrest, which had been foretold repeatedly by the Holy Spirit as Paul was traveling to Jerusalem. At the end of Acts 21, Paul asked his arresters for a chance to speak to the crowd that had rioted. Today's chapter, Acts 22, recorded Paul's speech. Given this opportunity to speak to a large number of his fellow Jews, what did Paul say? He gave his personal testimony. He began with his background as a carefully observant Jew from the Pharisaic tradition, as we read in verses 1 through 3. He moved to his persecution of Christians for their divergent beliefs, as we saw in verses 4 and 5. Paul described his conversion experience on the road to Damascus in verses 6 through 13, and he described his commission to reach the Gentiles with the good news about Jesus in verses 14 through 21. People can reject arguments and counter them with counterarguments, but it is extremely difficult to argue with someone's personal experience. The personal experience of another person is also very persuasive, one of the most persuasive forms of communication that exists. Paul's testimony here did not get him released, but it did give him an opportunity to witness for Christ. A straight-up sermon about Jesus would have been interrupted a lot sooner, probably, than Paul's testimony was. So this was a wise way to use the opportunity. Do you realize how powerful your personal testimony can be when you speak to others about Christ? You don't have to have a dramatic Damascus Road-type conversion story. In fact, if you were saved as a child, your testimony might focus more on what being a Christian has meant to your life than about how much you changed from when you were an 8-year-old contract killer or whatever. So let Paul's example here encourage you to think about your testimony and even write it out to help you be prepared to use it to share Christ when the door to speak for Jesus opens. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can find instructions there for subscribing to these devotionals as a daily audio podcast in Spotify and in Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up to receive them every day in your email, and any of these ways can help you be in God's Word every day, because the daily podcast or the daily email will cue you to be reading God's Word or listening to me read it, as well as my daily devotional will help you apply God's Word to your life in these ways. Now, all of these are completely free, and you could always unsubscribe anytime if you don't like them, so there's no cost to you and there's no risk, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. If you could help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.